And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, how you doing, everybody? We have a jam-packed Thursday roundtable live here on KQ&A. We're going to be talking land management and also some federal issues as Congressman Dr. Paul Gosar will be joining us live momentarily here on Talk of the Town. And Suzanne Catlin will be joining us a little bit later on. She is interested in something of a more local angle here when it comes to land management. So stay tuned. We've got lots more coming your way here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you could win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live is the congressman representing the 4th District of Arizona. He is Representative Dr. Paul Gosar. And welcome back, Congressman Gosar, to KQ&A.
Thanks for having me on, Sanford.
Well, first of all, I understand that you had a little speaking engagement earlier today here in Prescott that was attended by, just a few of the Republican women of Prescott?
It was. It looked like it was standing room only. So it was a great group to talk to and hear from and take questions.
I ran into I ran into a few of them after the event today, and said that you were on fire today. You you really brought down the house today. But anyway, let's talk about the thing that really kind of wanted me to get you in here, and that is this ruling on the Rosemont mine. And, you know, if you're wondering out there, why should you care about a particular mine, aside from the economics of it, Dr. Gosar, the environmentalists really have gone out of their way to try and choke off a number of formerly productive ways in which public land is administered. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. They've used the tactics of sue and settle and getting injunctions by the court, utilizing the courts to slow the process down or stop things altogether. And you see it with this Rosemont mine. You know, a mine today takes well over a decade, if not longer. In this case, Rosemont took 12 years. And just to get up to a point where they could actually start mining. And they do what they call a judge shopping. So they find judges that may be sympathetic with them, and they file in that court, which is what happened here. And I'm sure the decision will be appealed, but it's taken away a lot of the smaller mining companies. Now they have to be multinational, because how can you put money into a resource or into a potential resource for 12 years, not getting any money out of it, and then expect to start recuperating some of that money and getting the mine into production if it takes so long? You know, in comparison, Sanford and Canada, and they don't do any worse than us, it takes usually 2 to 3 years to do a mine plan of operation.
Mm. Now, the Rosemont mine would have been located where?
It's just southeast of Tucson, and it would have been an open pit, which is a little different than what we had in Superior for Resolution Copper, but it's what you would typically find over there by Globe and the Copper Corridor. And, you know, copper is very important today, particularly when we want solar and wind alternative energy, because in new cars, they have a high demand of copper, and about 60% of the copper that is used in our country comes from Arizona. We're known as the five C's, and copper is one of them.
Yep. Now, this is not the only situation that you have been involved with regard to the House, which is, of course, being led by Democrats these days. Some pretty huge bills that would have that would permanently ban oil, natural gas, geothermal, uranium, and other mineral entry on over 1 million acres of land in Arizona. What on earth could possibly be good about that?
Well, it's not, and this is up in the Grand Canyon. It is separate. It's separate. It's another 1 million acres on top of the Grand Canyon National Park. And it removes all these different venues from that. We've seen the Democrats really pound on our domestic mining and energy supplies, and there's no reason for it. Now, the public lands are here for multiple use, Sanford, and that means that they were bestowed or taken by the federal government in stewardship and to produce revenues, whether it be mining, leasing for timber sales, for having cows graze on it, and recreation. And so that is split, was supposed to be split 50-50 with the states and the federal government. Now it's 52% to the federal government and 48% to the states. But that's the process that we were leveraged into giving up these lands, this federal holdings, unlike states that you typically see back east, which had all their lands bestowed to them. A little bit different scenario.
Now, the thing that really intrigues me about this is the uranium part, because that is something that the United States is, what, they're currently importing a very large percentage of their commercial uranium, and the land that this H.R. 1373, if it were successful, would do would be to be kind of hands-off to a uranium reserve that's, what, 326 million acres? Did I catch that right?
Well, it's a big reserve. And what's more important about it, Sanford, is that it's the highest concentration of uranium that we have. It's six times the normal concentrations, and it's located in narrow tubes called breccia pipes. And this is the safest and easiest mechanism to mine. They do vertically. The imprint is less than 40 acres. They go down. They take out the uranium. Very safe to do this. And then what they do is they put rock back in. Now, if you think about Arizona's geography, these tubes run parallel to the Grand Canyon. And uranium is water-soluble. And so as water leaches through these pipes, it leaches down into the springs into the canyon. There's a small amount of radiation that is in that water. So it would seem like this, number one, would be a good way to get rid of something that is possibly getting into the water. And number two is that when they do this, these breccia pipe act like stoppers in these caliche clays. This is the clays that carry and hold water in our aquifers. And this would allow more permeation of water from rain and snow melt into the subsurface aquifers. So it's like kind of a twofer. And you are right. We are now getting over 50% of our uranium from two countries, and that is Russia and Kazakhstan. Opponents say that we got plenty of reserves coming from Canada and Australia, and that's not the case. And the problem there is one of the two mines in Canada is just now closed. And China and Russia have invested heavily into those mining companies that actually own those reserves and leases. So, you know, when you get rid of a mining prospect within your own sources, they don't start up right away. And that's what we're trying. That's what the Democrats are trying to do, make us subservient to the rest of the world in nuclear power.
Now, I know you're pretty active with a Western group of lawmakers, and these issues are particularly important to Western states because the majority of the land in general out here is owned by the federal government. So literally anything the federal government does or anyone that tries to influence federal land policy, it has a much greater effect on people here in the West than in other parts of the country.
It is. And you know, those proceeds, as we talked about earlier, Sanford, are to go to the state for education and stuff like that. But, you know, it seems like all of the Western states are hammering, they need more money for education. Well, here's our sign. But, you know, this group that I became chairman of the previous Congress and still sit as the chairman, we try to reinvigorate it. And what we did is we have members that are not just from the West, but also from the East, because they, too, also have endangered species. They also have smaller parcels of public land. They have national parks. They have energy needs. They have water needs. And so what we've done is put it together where we actually, once a month, we converse with a secretary or an administrator in the administration. And we try to cut through the red tape. Part of the problem that I explained today at lunch was the bureaucracy that is self-fulfilling and promulgates its own rules that sometimes Congress, in many cases, have never dictated to them. And so we try to streamline that process. To give you an example, in the previous administration, they withdrew 10 million acres, just carte blanche, over the sage grouse, even though the habitat was restricted to a little over 150,000 acres, but you're going to take 10 million off. The whole process of this was to make it there were could be no mining in this 10 million acres. That's what it essentially did. And what we've been doing is reeling it back. So recently, now the administration revoked that executive order, and then put back in the area for management of those acreage that actually directly satisfied the sage grouse.
to me, that's like doing a surgical procedure with a chainsaw. I mean, it's overkill, and obviously it's politically motivated.
Oh, it is. You know, the chairman of the Natural Resources is one of our own, Raul Grijalva, and he does the bidding for the environmental groups, particularly the Sierra Club and Center for Biological Diversity. You know, there's a national monument in Arizona called the Ironwood National Monument, and it's so configured, gerrymandered, where the Ironwood trees grove is. It's completely on the east side, and they've extended all this way in this monument so that it would take a nickel and lead mine off the table, which is a very essential elements that we need. But that was the whole take of it, is to expand the monument to include that, so it took it off. And it makes us much more subservient to foreign entities and foreign actors. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. And in order to have the new technology in cell phone, you have to have what we call these rare earths. We have them here. We have them here in Arizona. But what has happened is the Chinese have manipulated that marketplace so that they control almost 90% of the market of those rare earths. And what they do is they slowly build up the cost of those elements. When people start to mine in different countries like the United States, we had a couple mines start up, they flood the market, undercutting it so that they go bankrupt. And that's one of the reasons why you start to see these multinationals, corporations, many of them beholding to China and to Russia. You know, we're blessed with this wonderful supply. We can have our cake and eat it too. We can have clean water, clean air, and have a proper mind going on at the same time. And so, you know, that's what we're dealing with.
We're talking with Congressman Dr. Paul Gosar live here on KQ&A. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about what it's like to be in the minority in the U.S. House of Representatives these days. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live is Congressman Dr. Paul Gosar. And I got to ask, first of all, with the Democrats in control of the United States House, do the Do the lobbyists still come around and talk to you anymore, or do they basically feel as long as they have the majority Democrats and they can get through to get enough Democrat votes to carry a piece of legislation that the Republican part of the House isn't as important to them, or is there really still much of the, you know, reaching across the aisle kind of thing going on between the Republicans and Democrats in the House?
Well, we do. I mean, it's a little different being in the minority. You pick your fights and where you want to try to make a big difference. Like you said, we're really insignificant in the House, except for, you know, when something like the bill that we were talking about earlier about the Grand Canyon passes the House, and they see that the ranking member and one of the members of jurisdiction from that congressional district says no, that pulls some weight. And what that does is it tells the Senate that there's problems, that not to go along to get along. We always have to worry about, you know, budget bills that are coming up here. You know, we agreed to a horrendous budget, and now they're going to work out the details. And some of the ways that I was able to get some of my bills across the finish line were to put them on must-pass bills. And that's what I'm sure that Congressman Grijalva is trying to do. So we have to be very thoughtful about how do we mitigate that so that it doesn't become part of that bill. So we spend some time with our Democratic colleagues, some that just won't see it our way, but we can work on something somewhere else. And we've built a big enough, a good enough name that knows that a lot of our stuff is bipartisan because it's good ideas. Good ideas to, you know, move their way forward. And then we include people, you know, so if you can give people credit, and don't care who gets the credit, a lot of things go by. So we have a big worry coming up about some of the bills that we've talked about. If forest management's another one, mm-hmm. because we're talking about lawsuits. The Center for Biological Diversity basically killed our lumber industry by all the suits that they had done. And it was all behalf of the spotted owl. And so our forest became overgrown. That didn't help the spotted owl. It actually helped the barred owl, believe it or not. And what we suffer as a consequence is these catastrophic fires. That used to be the fire would stay on the ground because the trees were resistant because there was distance between them. It was a low heat fire. But now there's so many trees that now they almost blow up. They incinerate at such a high temperature that they're sterilizing the soil. So there's a lot of mischief that happens here that's not based on science. You know, they claim to always speak on science, but, you know, I can pick up time and time again that it isn't backed by that.
Well, and you know, from the outside looking in, through the various, you know, ports of media, you would get the impression nowadays that Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill barely speak to each other, much less try to do anything collaboratively.
No, you know, I think there's a different era. You know, I when the Republicans were in the majority, there was a lot of looking at trying to include the opposite party with some ideas. And you don't see that very often now. There's very few things that are bipartisan in nature. There's some things like the platforms and censorship that gets people to bite. You know, the antitrust breaking up of the big platforms, that's got some bite. But right now, they're very occupied with investigations. And, you know, we're one of the few committees that has been pushing a lot of stuff back forward to our dismay, because they're trying to take away what this president has done with energy independence and mineral independence. You know, you just saw China, you know, 2 weeks ago actually bring up the maybe holding back rare earths, you know, as a sign of the trade dispute. So this is all a cat and mouse game and trying to get something that is made the American people and the American economy stand vigilantly alone as the biggest and the best and the brightest.
So going forward now, Congressman Gosar, what do you see as being places where you feel you personally can have an impact on legislation that may be under consideration, let's say, until the next election in 2020?
Well, we look at it that, you know, with the passing of this budget for a two-year budget window, both sides are agreeing that there's very little going to happen next year. And so the big play will be the conference committee. And what the conference committee is when members from the Senate and from the House come together to agree on one bill that must pass the House and Senate and then go to the president to sign. And so that's where you're going to see a lot of the shenanigans really start to parlay. And, you know, this is where we're pretty strong on the Senate side in regards to the natural resources applicability. So we have people on the Senate side that we talk to nonstop. My counterpart in the Western Caucus for the Senate is Senator Steve Daines from Montana. And so we are talking constantly, our staff are, in regards to legislation. So we're poised to hit a couple big areas. Number one is that we've had a bill called PLRIA, which is the streamlining of the rules and regulations to highlight areas that could be utilized for solar and wind technology. They're impugned as much as oil and gas and coal and minerals. So this is very bipartisan. In fact, no one spoke against it when it was brought up. So this is one of the ideas I brought forward. Another one is censorship in regards to the platforms. This is your Googles and Facebooks and Twitters. And what ends up happening is they have an immunity to lawsuits that's been blanket given to them. And they are censoring content and monetizing it at this time. I'll give you an example. In the Democratic debates last week, Tulsi Gabbard was the most sought-after person on the Internet in all 50 states, yet she wasn't even listed at what was trending on Twitter. So there was definitely a handicap there. And this, we can't have a bias and an exemption to platforms that are also utilizing the publishing format. So that's one that we've just introduced. Another one that's making waves is helping our veterans get expedited to TSA that are handicapped. You know, they've been standing in line and waiting in line long periods of time, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to expedite them to TSA pre-check. Another one that we're looking at is empowering our veterans with health savings accounts. The direction of where healthcare is going to go, we need to empower patients, not victimize them. So there's plenty of things that you can look at to work on that the Constitution gives you clear to actually do something as per se by the Constitution.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you being here in Prescott today, Dr. Gosar, and joining us live here on KQ&A. Please don't be a stranger. I know things will get revved up again, and we'll have you back and get another update on what's going on in Washington. But in the meantime, you know, it sounds to me like you're doing your best to keep your head above water while everybody else seems to be losing theirs.
Well, I think there's a point that was made very crystal clear to me, Sanford, and that is good process builds good policy, builds good politics. And so we've tried to instill that. You know, in the recent lands bill, we were the only member of Congress in the Senate and the House that had five bills that passed. You know, one that helped, actually two in Yavapai County, two in Mojave County, and one in La Paz County. So, you know, things really help out when they're well thought out. And that's where the constituency comes in. There's no place like District 4. The people bring you the issue, they bring you solutions and some of the drawbacks, and they put their elbow grease behind it. So it's a wonderful district to represent.
Well, and it's one of the good reasons to have you in there, Dr. Gosar, because sometimes getting good legislation is just like pulling teeth.
And I'm happy to do it. It's just the bureaucrats know that they don't get any anesthetic when I pull those teeth.
Once again, thanks a lot for joining us, and safe travels.
Thank you. Thanks, Sanford.
You bet. Dr. Paul Gosar, congressman from the 4th District here in Arizona, joining us live on KQ&A. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, Suzanne Catlin will be joining us to talk about constitutional law and about the Center for Biological Diversity. You heard Dr. Gosar talk about these folks, but what you haven't heard is what has been going on in the past with the Center for Biological Diversity. I have personal experience with this group, and you're not going to want to miss this. So stay tuned. It's coming up after the news right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so are music and the arts. For years, I had the distinct pleasure to sing and act on stage for the Old Prescott Fine Arts Association, now Prescott Center for the Arts. So it's a natural that Olson's supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display both poetically and musically is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they live it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, over 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday. I'm Lindsay Draper with a check of your news and weather. I'm Lindsay Draper with a check of your news and weather on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Suspects have made off with an electronic speed limit sign in Prescott Valley.
A Yavapai County Roads employee has indicated the sign was stolen from Paquito Valley and Esteem Way sometime between 2:30 p.m. on July 22nd and 9:30 the next morning. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains there's a way to identify this sign.
The brand name of the sign is Traffic Logix, with Logix being spelled L-O-G-I-X, and has a serial number of 19010808.
Dievlin describes exactly where the electronic sign was located.
The sign was attached below a standard speed limit sign on a post also containing a solar panel mounted at the top of the post.
The post used to mount the signs is also missing. If you have information on this theft, call Yavapai County Sheriff's Detective Todd Swaim at 928-554-8605 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Dewey Humboldt residents can share their comments on a plan for the future.
Chris Preston helped launch the Northern Arizona Suns as a development team for the Phoenix Suns 3 years ago. Now Preston will serve as the president and CEO of the Edmonton Eskimos of the Canadian Football League. He also served as team president for the Arizona Rattlers of the Indoor Football League since 2014 and the Arizona Sun Dogs of the now-defunct Central Hockey League from 2011 to 2014. Suns officials have stated Preston did a great job and his relationships in the Quad Cities and Phoenix were invaluable in helping them grow their business. They have already started the search for a new president. Preston said he's extremely thankful for the opportunity the Phoenix Suns gave him. He's also thankful he got to be a part of the NBA G League and the Northern Arizona Suns organization. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening with a chance of showers into tomorrow and for the weekend. A low tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities area of 64 with a high tomorrow of 85. Into the weekend with a high of 83. Low tonight of 71 in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high tomorrow of 96. Saturday, high of 94. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair. Plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Are you craving a Lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now in studio is Suzanne Catlin. Suzanne is, besides holding a master's in public administration, she is heavily schooled as far as public policy is concerned and the Constitution. And we kind of crossed paths regarding this whole Save the Dells thing, which, you know, I mean, who doesn't want to save the Dells? I mean, I understand all that. But then once the Center for Biological Diversity puts their stink on something, that's when I start getting a little bit irritated. And I happen to share that information with Suzanne, and I was delightfully surprised at the depth of knowledge with regard to what goes on in this world. So, Suzanne, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about you really did spend a lot of your working life working with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so the idea that these people are out there trying to influence mm-hmm. government policy, it's not always for a good outcome, is it?
No. In addition to my master's in public administration, I was also a trained investigative journalist, and I've used that skill the last 3 years to do a lot of research into what's actually going on in our government. And it's really been an eye-opener. The reason I was doing the research is that I was teaching Constitution classes. I thought that would be a good idea because it seemed like people really didn't have a good sense of what our founders meant and why they did what they did. And as I got more further into it, I realized that we were pretty far off the mark and that, in fact, the founders were right about a lot of things that people don't understand. For example, that man does have a nature that doesn't change over time. Man has a tendency to abuse power, and that's why we have three branches of government. That our rights are God-given and that they're important to protect, because once you lose them, boy, it's tough to get them back, I got to tell you.
And that's the really, I think, at the core of this whole Save the Dells thing, because we do have a system whereby we have duly elected representatives that we elect to carry out public policy on our behalf as citizens. Now, certainly that doesn't mean we all have to agree with the policies that they may espouse to, but nonetheless, when you have a group like this that, you know, portrays itself as being a local group, mm-hmm. but really is funded by outside sources, mm-hmm. I start to get suspicious about their true motives.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have a right to be suspicious. I think in this day and age, we've learned, I think, over the last few years that we really can't take anybody's word for granted. We've got to really do our own research and really look into what's behind a candidate, what's behind the money that's funding them, find out where that's coming from, and then try to determine what their motives are. One thing that I look at and what really concerned me, I think, right off the bat, when, and this has just been a week or so ago, I started reading some of their literature, and I was deeply troubled by some of their people advocating for single-shot voting, and that's totally contrary to the founders. Really, what they had envisioned were people that come together as legislators. They have different skills, experience. They make decisions based on those skill and experience. They negotiate. They're independent thinkers, creative. They work as a team. Not everybody's going to get what they want. It just doesn't work that way. But they felt that that way, every voice is heard and every decision made had been well thought out. And I think what concerns me about the single-shot voting is it's really one-issue voting. And I think there are so many things that a city councilman deals with on a day-to-day basis that's just not a single issue. And we've got a team together, it seems, that has worked really well for Prescott. They've worked really hard to protect the Dells. Not just the Dells, oh my gosh, they've negotiated for I don't know how many thousands of acres of land that's set aside for our enjoyment. But at the same time, there are over 31 different boards, councils, and committees that they all serve on, everything from veterans and parks and property to public safety. So it's not just one issue. And, you know, I don't like the title Save the Dells, because I don't think they have to be saved. I think they need to be protected. And I think that's something that we can all agree on. And Sanford, I got to tell you, I don't know who their marketing person was, but I chuckle every time I see STD. I feel like I need a shower and antibiotics. You know, I'm kind of sensitive to that because I came out of, you know, corporate America where, we, you know, words mattered.
Yeah, and initials also matter.
They definitely do.
Well, and I've had my own experience with the Center for Biological Diversity, and it wasn't very pleasant. And friends of mine also had a real serious situation that came up with regard to this group. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to tell you about what happened when I engaged in a one-on-one debate with the representative of the Center for Biological Diversity on the Arizona PBS show Horizon, and what took place before, during, and after that debate. And then I'm going to tell you about some friends of mine that own a ranch down in southern Arizona and how the Center for Biological Diversity used bully tactics and lying to try and get their grazing permit canceled. And what, how that turned out will just amaze you. So stay tuned. That's coming up here momentarily on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood. Streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
At Nationwide Vision, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYECARE or visit nationwidevision.com.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
I hate weeds. Monsoon rains are so refreshing, even my landscape comes alive. But so do my weeds. Stop weeds in their track in one simple step. Water's Weed and Grass Stopper spreads like fertilizer. It kills weed seed before monsoon rains allow them to sprout. No need to weed. It's safe for trees, even flower beds, and so much safer than that toxic waste the big box sells. Weed and Grass Stopper, it's just $24 and only found at Water's Garden Center in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, you can get a pair of kids' eyeglasses that include polycarbonate lenses for only $49.99. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And I'm with Suzanne Caitlin. We're talking about Save the Dells, not just that, but the Center for Biological Diversity. And have I got a story for you? Stand by for that. But I just wanted to make sure that people understood that the land that we're talking about inside the Dells, it is basically private property, you know, for the most part.
Like, if you're driving down Highway 89, you can't see, or if you can see some of the property from the street, it's very little. Because, I mean, I'm thinking the Dells, and I'm thinking those beautiful rocks as I go down 89, or the lakes. Well, it turns out that the picture of the lakes that they have on their sign, that's city property already. So I think it's a little misleading, actually.
And, of course, those of us that have been around a long time remember Duncan Edwards and his development on the west side of Highway 89 in the Dells. And he ended up, I think, splitting town. He had one of those things where he built this thing, borrowed a bunch of money against it, and then he was in the wind. So nothing like that is contemplated for the Dells. In fact, the city council has been negotiating with the property owner, and they're working, trying to work things out where, you know, because really, if the property owner wanted to, they could basically just stand their ground, go to court, and unless you can come up with either an environmental or some sort of incompatible use argument, they're basically free to develop their property, you know, within the guidelines that are set by the city of Prescott and Yavapai County. So the fact that they are coming to the table and are working with the city council, that's a tribute to both sides. But once the Center for Biological Diversity sticks their nose in something, there's all kinds of possibilities of wrongdoing. And I'll give you a couple of examples that I'm aware of personally. One is that I was representing representing off-highway vehicle recreation down at the at Glamis at the Imperial Sand Dunes, working with the American Sand Association, and was picked to debate Daniel Patterson of the Center for Biological Diversity on the Arizona PBS show Horizon. And I have the tapes to prove it. But anyway, as we were sitting in the green room waiting, you know, for this, I happened to have been doing some research prior to this and found that the endangered plant that the Center for Biological Diversity was hanging their hat on to try and close the dunes, a thing called Pearson's milk vetch, they claimed in their petition to Fish and Wildlife that this weed only grew in the Imperial Sand Dunes and no place else. Well, I, amateur sleuth, went on to the California Wildflower Society website, and it said that Pearson's milk vetch grew in San Diego County, Imperial County, Arizona, and Mexico, so that it did not just simply grow in the Imperial Sand Dunes. So their petition was based on false allegations, and the Clinton Fish and Wildlife Department had no interest in researching it any further. They just wanted to list the species as federally endangered, or threatened, I guess it was, prior to it being endangered, as an excuse to close down the dunes. They didn't like the idea of people riding around on the dunes in dune buggies and, you know, and quads and so forth. And that's something that is, you know, why multiple use land exists. And so if you're going to have people ride around anywhere, you'd want them to ride on the sand dunes because they have the least amount of impact on the resource. Well, I pointed this out to Daniel Patterson from the Center for Biodiversity, and I showed him on the California Wildflower Society. I said, so your petition to Fish and Wildlife is false. It the Pearson's milk vetch grows in all these other places. And he said to me, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. And it's like, okay, so it's not about the environment. It's strictly about taking control of a resource and kicking out people that you disagree with politically. And that's really what that was all about. And so I said to him, well, if you're so concerned about Pearson's milk vetch, why are you leaving any part of the dunes open? Why not just simply close the whole thing? And Patterson said to me, quote, I don't want to see our office get bombed. So this is the world that this guy lives in, all right? And so Patterson, after we finished with our debate, you know, we went our separate ways. He got himself elected to the Arizona State House. And so this is like, you know, the big reward when you have one of these environmental crazies gets himself elected to a political office. Then they can go in there and just, you know, go nuts, you know, with their wild ideology. Well, the thing that tripped up Mr. Patterson is that he could not control his sexual urges. And he ended up getting in the crosshairs with his staffers and ended up getting voted out, or kicked out, I guess I should say, of the Arizona House. So that was my personal experience with one of the leaders of the Center for Biological Diversity in Arizona. The second one, friends of mine, Sue and Jim Chilton, they own a ranch down in Aravaca. And Sue was on the Game and Fish Commission and was my liaison from my Landowner Sportsman Relations Committee that I chaired and was a member of for 18 years. She was my liaison to the commission, so we got to know each other very well over the years. And their grazing permit came up for renewal, and the Center for Biological Diversity sued to cancel their grazing permit that they've held for umpteen years down there in Aravaca, right on the Mexican border, I might add. Their border fence is four strands of barbed wire, so that's what they have to face all the time. Center for Biological Diversity comes in and offers these pictures of the scorched earth and tries to claim that the Chiltons had misused the land so desperately and causing this horrible damage that their grazing permit should not be renewed. Well, they were able to prove that those pictures were not of the Chilton Ranch. And so not only was their grazing permit approved, the Chiltons sued the Center for Biological Diversity and won a $400,000 judgment, which I think helped hasten the Center for Biodiversity's exit from the state of Arizona, which is why their headquarters is now in Houston instead of in Tucson. So whatever the Center for Biological Diversity touches, if you as an environmentalist think that you are hooking up with good people and that these are people that share your vision, I just want you to know there is an underlying motive to everything that they do, and it's not good. So anyway, I've carried on, but Suzanne Caitlin's here joining me, and we just got a couple of minutes left. So where do we go from here? I mean, we're literally, you know, nobody's talking about building high rises on the Dells, but there is a point, constitutionally speaking, where you have to let your representatives represent you. That's part of what made America the success that it is.
And I think that's what I objected to a lot of the literature. It made it sound like if this doesn't happen, it's, you know, pure ruin. But and when the truth of the matter is, this is a negotiation. They're not done yet. And any snapshot in time during a negotiation is not the final product. And I think we have very skilled people on our council. They have a great track record. I think they need an opportunity to really see that process through and see what it looks like. I mean, whether you like President Trump or not, if there's one thing you can say is he's been very transparent in terms of his negotiations with China and other organizations. And, you know, he always says he's there to create a win-win. And we see the media going back and forth about, you know, every step of the process. But it's, you know, we just have to be done with the process and see where we go.
Very well said. And again, you know, nobody here wants to see high rises on the Dells. And I think local people expressing their opinions on this kind of stuff, always welcome. But when you stick the Center for Biological Diversity in the middle of anything, I guarantee you the local aspect of it goes away completely. It is strictly a matter of pure political power. That's going to do it for this edition of Talk of the Town. A big thank you to Dr. Paul Gosar for joining us live and Suzanne Caitlin as well. And stay tuned. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming your way next right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. And I'll be back tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on AM 1130, 99.9 and 95.5 KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.